This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Our Friday friend, let's get to Kevin Wheeler.
Hey, Eddie!
Let's talk a little business of baseball here.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball.
There's no crying in baseball!
Cardinals, Blues, and more with sports reporter Kevin Wheeler.
Happy Friday, Kevin. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Glad to do it. What's going on?
So I feel like the sports world in St. Louis seems to be having a little bit of a lull. The Blues seem to be playing pretty well. But I want to ask you first about playoff football, the NFL, which goes against my better judgment. Uh-huh. But let's get it out of the way. As the playoffs are upon us right now, the Rams beat they won their game, and they continue to march into the postseason, and there's some interesting stories around the playoffs. What's your focus when you watch the NFL right now? Anything stick out to you?
So, I mean, first of all, the last week, the big story was a lot of blowouts, right? The games weren't very competitive, and, you know, that was a bit of a problem, I think, for a lot of people. But, I mean, look, playoff matchups like that can be random. I mean, we went through in the 90s about 10 years where the Super Bowls were all blowouts and the NFC was just destroying the AFC. So, I mean, I think people get a little too worked up out of that. But this week, I mean, to me, the easy story this week, Annie, is the matchups are amazing. Like, every game looks like it's an amazing game. And last I checked, which was last night, the largest point spread in these games was about 6 points, and that was Green Bay being favored. So every game is projected to be close. They're all of the top teams, the top quarterbacks, and I know from my perspective, the one story that I want to see play out is see the Rams lose.
Yeah, same. I'm looking forward to having you back here to tell us that they've lost, and we could just maybe mull over that for a little bit. You know, I saw one of these, a tweet that you put out, and I think it's an interesting point to talk about, which is the NFL has been super politicized over the last, I don't even know how many years, 8 years, 10 years, I don't know. But people talk about all the time about how the ratings have crashed and they're a disaster. But I don't know that that's actually the case according to the 2021 viewership right now. I'm wondering if the increase in viewership for the NFL does parallel to, I don't really see a ton of politics right now surrounding the NFL on the field as much, even in the midst of the vaccine concerns that we've seen between players and teams so far.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. I mean, there hasn't been as much of an emphasis on it as far as, you know, like nobody's kneeling for the anthem, or if they are, it's just not being discussed the way that it was, and it's certainly not in the numbers that people were doing it before. I think the problem with it, Annie, is, you know, people make grand proclamations when they're angry, and then when they calm down, they're like, yeah, but I still like football. Because I hate the league, right? I mean, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
I hate everything about how the league is run. I hate how they treated St. Louis, all of that. But in the end, I like the games. I mean, you know, and people tend to not want to take away something from themselves that they like just because someone else is a jerk. Or because you disagree with someone. But I'd also point out that, you know, the last two times we've had a presidential election year, primetime ratings have gone down in the NFL, and that's been the difference. If you go back to last year, the Sunday ratings were fine. They were not a problem in 2020. You know, it was the Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. It was the nighttime games, the primetime games. And I think the belief is that people who are not diehard football fans, but casual football fans, were probably watching more about the presidential elections. Because these are, I think you might agree with this. I don't do much politics, but these were two of the wildest and most controversial presidential elections in our lifetimes, for sure. So a lot of people that normally wouldn't follow that were following it, and some of those people were tuning into football. And now that that's not a thing, people are back to their old habits.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, too, that, you know, what we've seen in politics lately has been made for TV. I mean, in some cases, most literally. And it does conflict with those things. I for one, you know, I'm still very, very jaded, as you are. I just haven't gotten over it as maturely as you have about the NFL. But I am all for a football company giving me football. I really don't go to football to get anything other than football. Same thing for baseball. Same thing for a movie and entertainment. Like, I don't need your extra dish of your worldview. Just entertain me. And I don't know if that's too much to ask, but it seems as though, according to the numbers and the ratings, that NFL fans are being entertained and they're showing up.
Yeah, and look, I'm sure the leagues would prefer it that way, right? I mean, I'm sure, you know, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, I'm sure all of them would prefer that the conversation is all about what their business is and not about vaccines or politics or any other stuff. But obviously, you know, the athletes are like the rest of us. I mean, they're humans. And I know a lot of people that don't work in politics that have political opinions. And I think it's always an interesting take, because I don't do any politics on social media or anything like that. But, you know, if I ever step outside of the sports world, maybe it's movies or something not so consequential, people are always like, stay in your lane. I'm like, well, you know, you're an accountant. Don't tell me anything about numbers. You know, I mean, like, it's
you're
okay
still
for
a human
athletes to have those opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, you also know that when you take those stances, people are going to disagree. So you got to be willing to deal with that, too.
Yep, the fallout, the consequence, and if it's worth it to you to make that statement, and it's, you know, if you know that you're putting your image on the line or potentially your job on the line, and it's still worth it to you, then, you know, go on with it for sure. I have a comment here from Chris on Facebook that says, I'm so happy hockey has been staying, for the most part, out of politics. I certainly can get that sense as well. The Blues have been fun to watch this year. When do the playoffs officially start? I'm not as familiar with the season. Isn't it like April, or is it earlier than that? Or is it like October?
Yeah, that's about when the regular season ends.
The
season
goes on forever. It's a long season.
It feels like it, but it's like every other season. They're all like 6 months.
Okay.
They all feel like they drag, though, because the difference in the NBA and the NHL is the playoffs go on forever.
Right?
Yeah. That's what makes it feel like it drags out, right? Those playoffs are 2+ months. You know, where like baseball, it's a month. Football, it's, you know, a month and a half, essentially, you know, as you get to the Super Bowl. So I think that has that combined effect with the NHL and the NBA, is that it feels like it goes on longer because the playoffs are so long.
Well, the last time we talked, you mentioned that you feel like the team that we have here playing on the ice right now is maybe even stacked deeper than the Stanley Cup championship team. Will you still hold to that assessment a week later?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're at least up front, right? They don't match the defensive capabilities that the Stanley Cup team had. I mean, that top pairing with Bomeister and Pietrangelo was as good as any defensive pairing that was in the league at the time. Again, speaking of their defensive capability, I know that Petro was always a great offensive player too, but, you know, Bomeister not so much. At least not during his time here, but they don't have that. I mean, like, that to me is the biggest gap right now between the Cup team and this team. But I think this team has a lot more dynamic offense. I think they have a lot more depth up front. And if they can somehow, either via trade or just via internal candidates, continuing to improve as the season goes along, I think they have the capability of that kind of big run. You know, it's hard to predict those things, right? Because I think we've seen better Blues teams than the 2019 team that didn't win, right? I mean, we flash back to the Brett Hull years, and you had Pronger and McInnes and Hull and Gretzky. I mean, like, you had this amazing roster, and they didn't win. Those teams were better than the 2019 team, but the 2019 team got hot at the right time and made the run. So that's kind of where I think this team is. I think they're perfectly capable of making a deep run. It's just a matter of, you know, how is Binnington going at that time? What gets sorted out on defense, and how do they kind of stable? I mean, they're not unstable. I mean, you know, the defense is fine. It's just not as locked down as it was for the 2019 team. So as long as they can make a few improvements there and then keep it, you know, keep their big dogs relatively healthy when we get to the spring, I don't see why they're not capable.
So I want to ask you a little bit about baseball here before we have to let you go. I've seen Paul DeYoung's name popping up in stories that Google thinks that I need to read regarding the Cardinals because they know I'm interested in the Cardinals. I'd imagine that there are some question marks that in a normal offseason may have been resolved at this point in time, but with the lockout, it's business is not really taking place at this point in time. But what are the big question marks personnel-wise for the St. Louis Cardinals in this offseason that you expect to have answers for maybe before the first pitch is thrown?
Yeah, they don't have many big holes. I mean, you look at the team, there are definitely questions, but you don't have any gaping holes. I mean, the biggest question as far as the everyday players are concerned is at shortstop, and that's why you're seeing Paul DeYoung. And my good friend Derek Gould had a really good piece talking to DeYoung about the things he's been doing this offseason to try to get back to where he was, let's say, you know, 2018 and before. Because he struggled for a couple years and was admittedly lost last year. And, you know, we hear those kind of stories every winter. Sometimes they pan out and sometimes they don't. But I thought it was really interesting the kind of stuff that DeYoung was talking about and working with a hitting guru. You can, and keep in mind, I think people should know this because I know what's going to happen immediately when I say that Paul DeYoung is working with an outside hitting coach. They'd be like, oh, great, fire Jeff Albert. And the truth is that no player can work with any team staffer right now because of the lockout. So if you're doing anything, you're doing it on your own or with a coach from outside. But it's not uncommon for people to use, like, independent hitting or pitching coaches. They do it all the time. I mean, this hitting coach that DeYoung has been working with worked with J.D. Martinez, who since that time has turned into a monster. He's worked with a couple of different guys. Willie Adames of the Brewers, who exploded last year and had his best offensive season. So he's a guy that has a good reputation. And the stuff that they're doing sounds like it's just simplifying the world for DeYoung. He's a smart guy, and he tends to overthink things when things aren't going well, and then you get in a loop where you can't get out of it. But that's the number one question, is what happens at short? Does DeYoung take the job, or does Edmundo Sosa continue to play well and take some time there, maybe even win the job in spring training? I think we have a question about whether or not they're going to add another reliever. I think they will before anybody reports. I think they'll add a free agent reliever of some significance. I don't think it's going to be a big-name closer, but of somebody that's got a track record of success. And then after that, it's, okay, what do we have a DH? And if we do, are we signing one, or are we giving an opportunity to a young guy? I think those are probably your biggest questions coming into, well, for when the lockout ends, right, going into spring training.
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and St. Louis's love affair with Albert Pujols still exists, so maybe they'll get everything.
Yeah.
Listen to the way you said, yeah. You just said that it was very conciliatory, Kevin Wheeler. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to be nice.
You're being nice.
And look, I would love it. You know, I would love the storyline. I mean, it would be pretty fantastic because, you know, there'd be a couple moments where something awesome happened, right?
And those moments would be enough for most Cardinals fans, wouldn't they?
Yes, but then they'd be complaining that the team's not scoring enough runs, and you can't have both.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe.
That's what we do. we care deeply and passionately, and we have our love affairs with baseball, and they're not always the most sensible business decisions. But that's not our problem. We just get to, you know, share our opinions in social media for people like you to try to put sense to. And
it's part of the fun, right?
It gives you a whole job. It's why you're there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. I mean, I get paid a lot of money to do that.
That's fantastic. Well, Kevin, we always appreciate having you here. And real quick, do you have a prediction of how long this lockout's going to go? You think there's an end in sight right now or not quite yet?
I've always said, so I'm not going to change now. I've always said that I think opening day will happen as scheduled.
Yay.
Could definitely be wrong about that, but that's how I'm going to stick with it for now. So I think they get things done in time for the regular season to start.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll hold you to that because I will it into existence along with Albert Pujols as our DH. Kevin, good to talk to you. We'll be checking you out on Sports Open Line over there in KMOX.
All right, we'll see
you. Talk to you later. Kevin Wheeler, KMOX Sports Reporter on Twitter at KevinWheeler94. Go follow him there. He's got a very active and good read on Twitter.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.